Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Army officers in the Central African nation of Gabon said they seized power Wednesday, placed President Ali Bongo under house arrest, and named the country's new leader. General Brice Clotaire Olugi Nguema, chief of the Republican Guard, was designated president of the transitional committee. Olugi is Bongo's cousin. He had been a bodyguard for Bongo's late father, President Omar Bongo, who ruled Gabon for more than four decades until his death in 2009. The mutinous soldiers announced the coup on national television just moments after the nation's election commission declared that Ali Bongo had won a third term in Saturday's general elections. Opponents say the Bongo family has failed to share the country's oil and mining wealth with its 2.3 million people. Reuters correspondent David Doyle explores the coup's potential impact on its vital economic sectors.
Around 30 commercial ships dropped anchor off the coast of Gabon on Wednesday after military officers said they had seized power and closed the borders. It's a sign of how Western Central Africa's latest coup could have market repercussions. Gabon is oil rich, though at 200,000 barrels of crude a day, it is the second smallest OPEC producer. Total Energies, which has 350 staff in the country, did not immediately respond to a question on whether its operations could be affected. The French oil giant said the safety of its employees and operations in the country was its main priority. However, French miner Eramet said it had suspended its operations. The company is the world's largest producer of manganese ore, thanks to its Moanda mine in Gabon.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in Johannesburg, South Africa, say at least 52 people have been killed in a fire in a multi-story building. Another 43 people were injured in the blaze, which broke out early Thursday morning before dawn. A spokesman for the city's emergency services department says more people may be trapped inside the building and that the death toll may increase. He said the building was effectively an informal settlement where homeless people had moved in looking for accommodation without any formal lease agreements. Witnesses say as many as 200 people may have been living in the building. Attorneys general from 14 U.S. states have sent a letter to congressional leaders in support of efforts to compensate people sickened by exposure to radiation during nuclear weapons testing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The letter notes researchers mapped radioactive fallout from nuclear weapons tests in the U.S., starting with the Trinity test in 1945. The model shows the fallout reached 46 states, as well as Canada and Mexico. An assessment by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention acknowledged that exposure rates in public areas from the Trinity explosion measured at levels 10,000 times higher than currently allowed. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Wall Street Journal reported Wednesday that U.S. federal prosecutors are looking into Tesla performance claims after Reuters reported the electric car maker exaggerated the potential driving distance of its vehicles. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite explains.
The vehicle's own onboard systems also appeared to exaggerate how far people could drive. A Reuters source said Tesla wrote algorithms a decade ago intended to give a rosy outlook for range. The source also said the company set up a diversion team to cancel service appointments connected to complaints over range.
I'm Mr. Musk.
Now the new probe might not be boss Elon Musk's only headache. The journal says U.S. attorneys are also investigating a secret internal project at the company. That appears to involve the use of corporate funds to build a house for Musk, which is said to be near Austin, Texas. U.S. financial watchdogs have also reportedly opened a probe.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. In tennis, American Coco Gauff breathed through her second round match at the U.S. Open in New York. AP correspondent Graham Agars has the story.
Coco Gauff's U.S. Open campaign has now reached the third round, and after a three-hour struggle on day one, the sixth seed was relieved to get a fast straight sets win.
I'm happy I was able to get in straight sets, not a long match like the 3 hours last match, so saved myself some time today.
She was joined in the women's third round by fellow Americans Taylor Townsend, Jennifer Brady, and Bernarda Pera. The 14th men's seed, Tommy Paul, pulled off the best American win for the day, coming back from two sets down to beat the Russian Roman